Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, rise and on. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
It's a new day.
It's anointing. Flowing my way. It's a season of power.
Amen, and good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose Radio broadcast. We are your host, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we are here tonight giving God all the praise, honor, and glory for his presence, and we thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule on a Monday evening, praise the Lord, to tune in to our broadcast and this program. Well, bless God, tonight is the fifth Monday of the month. Every month doesn't have a fifth Monday, but we thank God that tonight is the fifth Monday because that gives us the opportunity to host our Thanksgiving and Testimony broadcast, praise God. You know, the elderly people, they used to say, if you can't tell it, let me tell it. Well, tonight is your opportunity to tell it. Well, what is it? It is the goodness of God in your life. We provide a platform for you to be able to share of God's miraculous power, grace in your life, and what God has done for you. And so we're going to host, and we have several people that have shared that they would like to have testimonies. And, of course, even if you haven't shared and you on the line tonight and you have a testimony that you would like to share, all you need to do is when the time comes, just simply press 1 on your dial pad and we will bring you into the studio because we would love to hear what God has done for you. You know, we always like to usher in the presence of the Lord with a song, and then we have Pastor Jasper here back ready ready to go, and he's going to take us to the throne of grace in prayer, and then we're going to get started, hallelujah, on this powerful broadcast of those sharing of the goodness of God in their life. Well, before we start, we have a song that we would like to share with you, and I call it a song of testimony and praise, and it is entitled Made a Way. Has God made a way for you? I know he has made a way for me, not sometime, but over and over and over and over again. To God be the glory. Listen and be blessed.
Don't know how, but you did it. Made a way. Standing here, not knowing how we'll get through this test, but holding on to faith you know best. Nothing can catch you by surprise. You got this figured out, and you're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can't win, wrap within your arms and step in, and everything we need you to supply. You got this in control, and now we know that you made a way. When our backs were against the wall, and it looked as if it was over, Lord, you made a way. And when
lead us to the throne of grace.
Praise God. Amen. Want to bless and make. He made walls to fall. Praise God. Lord, we praise your holy name, Father. Thank you, you're a good, good Father, Lord. We thank you for your holy divine word, Father. Thank you for your Holy Spirit on this hour, Lord Jesus, Lord. Oh, what a great and awesome God that you are, Father, each and every day, not someday, but all the time, Father.
Yes,
our Heavenly Father, Lord, we praise your holy name, Lord. We thank you for your goodness, for your mercy that followed me all the days of my life, Father. We thank God for your awesomeness, Lord. We thank God for his word, Father. We thank God for your divine spirit, Father, Lord, your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, Lord. Thank you for your blessing, your protection, Father, each and every day. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for you opening the doors that no man can close and close doors that no man can open. We thank God for my redeeming living, Father, Lord. We thank God for your the redeeming power in our life, Father, Lord. We thank God for our divine destiny you have for our life, Lord, each and every day, Father. We pray that your Holy Word, that your Holy Spirit, Lord, for healing, deliverance in somebody's life, Lord, that there be miracle signs to one and to those that are on the sound of my voice, Father, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We give you all the honor and all the glory, Lord. We thank you for opportunity to come before you, Lord, come before your throne, Father, to come before you, Lord, in this day, Father, Lord, to give our honor, to give you testimony, Lord, to give you thanksgiving unto the Lord, Father, Lord. Thank God for our awesome, mighty God we serve, Father. Amen. Thank God for your goodness, Lord. Lord, just have your way, Father, Lord. Open our eyes, we may see. Open our ears, we may hear what thus says the Lord in this day, Father. And pray for your people in this hour, Lord Jesus, Lord. Give them the understanding, give them the clarity, Lord. Give them the application, give them the illustration, Lord. And give them the illumination on your word, Father, Lord. In this day, Father, Lord. Let down rivers done. Let your manifestation, your power go throughout their life, Father, Lord. In Jesus' name, Father. Good measure shaking together, running together, and running over, Father, Lord. Just have your way, Father. Let thine will be done, Father. And we pray, Lord, for divine strength in their life, Father. We pray for divine oneness in the thing to do, to walk by faith and not by sight, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus, Lord. And we thank God for your goodness, Lord. Lord, just have that way. Let thine will be done to your honor, to your glory, and to your praise, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. God, he is good, and he's good all the time. Oh, yes, the way. Hallelujah. You know, tonight I just want to, before we dive and delve into the testimonies, I want to share with you just an inspirational word about the purpose of your testimony, the purpose of your testimony. Did you know that every born-again believer and every child of God has a testimony? One of the very first testimonies graced to us is how we came by faith to salvation in Jesus Christ. That is should be one of your first testimonies, how God saved your soul. I can tell you, I give God all the praise of how he saved my soul, because at one point I was on the road to a burning hell without Jesus Christ, but the Lord found me, praise God, and he saved my, all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. You know, some people, they have dramatic testimonies about how they came to salvation, and some people, theirs are a little bit more subtle than others. But guess what? Everyone's salvation story, although it may be different, it may be unique, but guess what? Everyone's salvation story is powerful. It's impactful. It is anointed to be able to draw others to the feet of Jesus Christ. That's why we have testimony. We share of the goodness of God in our life so that we will be able to let others know how great our God is, and to let them know that, hey, if God did this for me, guess what? God is not a respecter of persons. If he healed my body when I was sick, guess what? If you battling sickness or illness, God healed you. if he delivered you mm-hmm. by the grace of God from the clutches of the enemy, mm-hmm. guess what? God can, if he delivered me, he can deliver you. If he came through for me during times when there might have been financial distress and he opened up his storehouse of blessings and poured me out a blessing that I have room enough not to receive, guess what? Mm-hmm. God can do the same thing for you. If he brought someone's wayward child home through prayer, guess what? God can do the same thing for you. There is absolutely nothing that our God cannot do. I want you to know, if you have been praying for that family member that it just seemed like, oh my God, you know, I don't know what's going to become of this person. It seems like they just continue to drift out further and further into the abyss of sinless lifestyle. But guess what? God said, don't give up on them. Don't give up. Continue to pray. Continue to stand on my word. Continue to believe. Because guess what? The word of God says that the prayers of the righteous, they avail much. They avail much. And so, therefore, we have to share our testimonies. Testimonies are powerful, and they're impactful, and they're purposeful. Revelation 12:11 says that, and they overcame him. Oh, when you tell of the goodness of God in your life, you put the enemy on the run. When you tell of the goodness of God in your life, Satan has got to flee. The word of God says they overcame him. That's Satan. That's the forces of darkness by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. You have scriptures like 2 Peter 1:8 that tells you, be not therefore ashamed. Don't be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of his prisoner, nor, it said, of me, his prisoner. But be thou partakers of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God. Oh, yes. And then 1 Peter 3:15, it says, but sanctify the Lord God in your heart and be ready at all times. Be ready. You should always have a testimony on the end of your lips. If you are a child of the Most High God, you should always have a testimony on the end of your lips. In other words, you need to be ready in season and out of season, in favorable conditions and in unfavorable conditions, to tell of the goodness of God in your life. King goes on to say, and be ready always to give an answer to not some men, but every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Oh, we need to always be ready to tell of the goodness of our God. Because as we tell of the goodness of our God, we are in turn drawing others, hallelujah, to the feet of Jesus Christ. And this world needs to know, this dying world needs to know that we serve a risen Savior and that there is nothing impossible for our God. We're going to go ahead and open up the lines because we have those that want to share of the goodness of God in their life and what God has done. And I'm going to first begin with our wisdom warrior tonight. And that is none other than Mother Pat, Sister Pat Gallo. Hallelujah. Get ready to share a testimony all the way from Lake Charles, Louisiana. Praise God. Mother Pat, can you hear me?
I sure can. I didn't know I was going to be the first one to give my testimony, but that's okay, because, you know, I had just read in one of my little studies about Bartimaeus, and he had heard Jesus come by, And Jesus stopped and like talked to him and asked him what he wanted. And so he was blind and he was specific. He wanted, mm-hmm. He wanted eyes healed. And so my testimony is mainly about the prayer of agreement. How God answers prayers of agreement. I have a little granddaughter in love. I don't call them in-laws. I call them in love. Mm-hmm. And she's about maybe 23 or 24 years old. She was married to my son's, his son, Santa Junior's son, Trey. Mm-hmm. So in the last few months, she called, her name is Haley, Haley called, and she said, Gigi, they call me Gigi, y'all. Gigi, we want you to come in agreement because they wanted to buy them a home. Now, they starting out, they got two little babies and all, and they had a little one-bedroom apartment, so now they got two kids, so they outgrew that place. And so they was on the hunt list looking for houses. So a couple of houses came available. But our prayer, when I talked to her, I said, you know, we're going to believe God that he'll open whatever doors that need to be open and close every door that needs to be closed, because sometimes people take advantage of young people when they first starting out. And that's how people do sometimes. And so, so anyway, nevertheless, a couple of places, the door was shut on them. And so then later on, an opportunity came, and it was a realtor that goes to the church that they were attending. And so they had brought them to see this particular house. And so the realtor was trying to get them to make a bid higher than what they wanted. But they had made up their mind. They had a certain amount for their budget and a certain things that they were looking for. And so I told her, I said, okay, we're going to come in agreement that God would open every door that needs to be opened and that the desires of your heart will be met. Well, I'm here to tell you, God has opened that door. They closed on Friday. And they moved in on Friday.
Amen.
And the things that she was asking, the appraisal be higher than what they appraised it for. So that's equity. And then they had some kind of other little situation where they gave them back money for having the appraisal done, and they gave them back money for something other else. And then it's some work that had needed to be done to the house that was exposed. And they did the whole thing was $3,000 worth of work. But they did not have to pay not one penny. So really, when they moved into this home, it was just like a home that was renovated, modernized. They got their dishwasher. They had a washer and dryer for them, a refrigerator. I'm telling you, God just opened the door for them. And that's God. That's God. But I'm getting back to the point of this. When you come in agreement with someone, make sure as you come in agreement, don't back out. Don't say, yeah, I'm going to come in agreement with you. And then the next thing you know, you out of the agreement or you done forgot what you was praying about or whatever. But there is power in agreement. And be specific on what you want God to do. And everything that young couple wanted, I'm telling you, I was so elated and happy for them, just like I was moving in with them. Everything that they asked God for, God did. Going back to Bartimaeus, he asked specifically he wanted to be healed from his blindness. So we have to be the same way when we go to God. Don't hem and haw around. Well, Lord, just bless me any kind of way. No. But whatever you say you want God to do, God, I need this to be done. Blank. And I come in agreement with your word because your word said it. If it's healed, Lord, you already say it. I'm healed.
Amen.
If it's a need that you need financially, God, you say you will be my Jehovah Jireh. You will meet my need. You see what I'm saying? So that's my testimony, that whenever you come in agreement with someone, don't come out until you see it done.
Amen.
And be specific. Be specific on what you're asking God for, because God will give it to you. And then the other thing, this come a drop in my spirit. Watch how you pray and watch what you say. Because sometimes we can be praying amiss. But God wants us to pray his word. And he's going to, he's going to back it up. He has to back it up every time. And that's his word. All right.
Yeah.
That's my testimony.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Mother Pat. Mother Pat's talking about the prayer of agreement. Matthew 18 and 19, it says this: again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's what Mother Pat's talking about tonight. She's talking about us coming together. You know, if you're praying and you don't have anyone to come into agreement with you, call a fellow, a brother, or sister in the Lord.
Yeah.
Call, give Pastor Jasper a call. We would love to come into
got
a prayer of agreement with you. Oh, yes, and we have a prayer team, praise God. We got prayer warriors that don't mind coming in agreement with you. And then as you are coming in agreement, Mother Pat shared that you need to be specific.
Yeah.
And that I like what she said about, and then when you come into agreement, don't come out of agreement. Stay right there. Stay until you see it come to pass. Because in addition, God promised, he said, I will do exceedingly and abundantly above, not just what you think, but exceedingly and abundantly above. She was sharing with that couple how they had asked for certain things, but then God did exceedingly and abundantly above what they were asking. Well, he will do that for you because you are his child. So praise God.
And also, how can two walk together except they agree?
Except they agree.
Power agreement.
Amen. Power. Amen. And that power also, too, is identified in Scripture, because the Word of God further tells us that one can put a thousand to flight. But when you come into agreement, two, hallelujah, can put 10,000 to flight. Do you know that 10,000 is 10 times, hallelujah, that of what one can do? So there is power. Oh, yes, it is. 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 Power and agreement. Oh, we just give God all the praise tonight. Praise God. We have another that wants to share a testimony. Praise God. Thank you, Mother Pat, for talking with us this evening and sharing that testimony and talking with us about the power of agreement.
This is DA. This is divine agreement. Divine agreement.
Oh, yes. He
with God.
God.
Word of God. Amen.
God's
going to show up every time.
Yes, he will. Oh, yes, he will. Well, praise God. We're going to bring Elder Maddie Green.
All right, then.
Praise God. To the line. Elder Green has a testimony that she would like to share with us. Praise God. And so let's bring her into the studio. Oh, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Hello, Elder Green.
Hello.
Can you hear us tonight?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
We can hear you. Praise God. Thank God for you. I hear you have a testimony for us. Go right ahead, please.
I'm like Mother Pat. I figure y'all would do me at the tail end if I hear some more witnesses about how good God is. But to God be the glory. I thank God that God has blessed me to be here. And
amen.
Those that the doctors have done some procedure work on my body, and they're saying that something about my blood, and they're talking negative, and I'm supposed to have a procedure done on Friday. But this mm-hmm. one thing that I know, that Jesus Christ, that he bore our sins and he hung on a tree.
Yes.
That we yes. would die to sin, but live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed. So I know I yes. am healed.
Amen.
You know the doctors saying what they have to say for the facts. I'm believing and standing on his word that I'm already mm-hmm. healed.
Amen.
And no matter what test they run, that everything mm-hmm. gonna come out normal, so that the procedure
Amen.
Will be done, and that where it should make me more weaker, I believe God's going to make me stronger
Amen.
After that procedure. And also
Amen.
God bless us that he allowed us to go to South Carolina with our pastor and some more of the members. And God brought us back safely back
Amen.
About 8 o'clock that Saturday night, without no hurt or harm.
No.
And all those things that we heard about that was going on before we got down to South Carolina, he didn't allow
mm-hmm.
none of that to be so, and he allowed
Amen.
The weather to be blessed. God can control anything when you
Amen.
Ask him by faith. So I believe
yes.
what Mother Pat, and I know Pastor Constant, Pastor Jasper know how to pray and have prayed with me and agreement with many things concerning my family. And we
Amen.
Believing by faith, even though we may not see all the results right now, we know that
yes.
God is working behind the scenes, and it's
mm-hmm.
going to be done. No matter how
Amen.
Much the enemy fight against it, but by the power mm-hmm. of the blood of Jesus and the name of Jesus Christ, I'm believing that it's already going to be done, and I'm asking God to let me see it so I can magnify
yes.
and continue to praise his name. So y'all continue yes. to grow strong in God, and I continue to lift him up and give God the praise. God bless you. Y'all have a good night.
Amen.
Amen.
God
praise God. Thank you, Elder Green. God
yes.
bless you. Well, also, too, I'm sure you know by now, you know us, and that as you have shared, what's going on with your health, we are not going to leave this live before you have a whole audience of people, not just two. You have a whole audience of people that's getting ready to come in agreement with you, because I'm going to lead a prayer, praise God, as we lift you up to our Heavenly Father tonight. Right now, Lord God, we lift up Elder Maddie Green to you, Father
yes.
God, in the name of
Jesus.
We thank you, Lord God, for her the healing. We thank
yes.
you for the manifestation of your healing power, Lord God, that covers every cell and every nerve and every tissue, every organ, every bone and every joint and every system of her body, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, and we speak, Lord God, to her circulatory system, Lord God, that's responsible for the blood flow throughout her body. And we decree and declare in the name of Jesus that, Lord God, we every disease be removed from her bloodstream, Lord God. You promised us, Lord, that you said what we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and what we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we, Lord, bind every sickness and disease away from her. We loose, Lord Jesus, in Jesus' name, your help, your healing, Father God. Let it be manifested. For, Father, you've already told us that Jesus Christ, he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities, Father God. And by his stripes, we're not trying to be healed. We are healed in Jesus' name. So we thank you, Lord God, that, Lord, as he goes back to the doctor, Heavenly Father, that he will just confirm the manifestation of your healing power over her body, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the good report that's going to come forth in the testimony, Lord God. We thank you for the victory report. Oh, yes, we do. that will come forth from us, Lord, as we all have joined together right now in prayer, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We thank you as she declared, Lord God, that she would be stronger even after after this, Father God. Oh, yes, your word tells us that we are made strong in our weakness. We are made strong in you, and that the joy of the Lord, it is our strength. So, Father God, we just give you all the praise. You know, we're not going to wait to praise you until we see it. We're going to praise you in advance, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, because we know that it is already done. It is so, Father, and so it is. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So, Elder Green, we look for you coming back and being able to share the testimony of how God healed you. Praise God. Yes. Because God, again, he is not a respecter of persons. What he's done for one, he will do for you. And Jesus Christ, he is the same. Our Heavenly Father, he is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Amen.
And we give God the praise. Amen.
Thank you,
God. Watch what he works to perform it in your life.
Yes, he does.
Amen.
Yes, he does. Amen.
Amen.
And in the lives of his children.
Praise God.
Thank you for the prayer. God bless both of you, Pastor Justin, Pastor Cousin, and all those prayer. God bless you.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you, and God bless you tonight. You have a wonderful evening. To God be all the glory. Amen, amen. Is there another tonight that has a testimony of the goodness of God in your life? We want to give those that are on the line, if you have a testimony that you like to share, just press 1 on your dial pad. We have some time left in the broadcast. We love to hear from you.
Oh, our God is
an awesome God. Yes, or you have a testimony that you like to share on behalf of someone else, praise God.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Share the testimony. Praise the Lord. I'll share a testimony. Our mom, as you all know, had taken a fall not too long ago. But praise God. We thank God that she is doing better. Hallelujah. Praise God. She was at one point walking with a walker. But praise the Lord. Lord is moving upon her life and in her life, and he has allowed her to put that walker aside. So she's keeping it with her if needed, that just as a backup. But Lord, we thank God that she is moving about so much better. Praise God, of her own free will and no more dizziness that she was experiencing after that fall.
Stronger and stronger.
And so she's getting stronger in every way. She's being better and better every day and in every way. And we just give God. We see the healing power of the Lord moving upon and in her life. And we just thank God. Praise God. We give God the glory.
Thank God for health and strength. Also, thank God for Sister Justine, too, helping out.
Amen. Praise God. It has truly been a blessing. I see Mother Pat's hand raised again. Mother Pat, I'm coming back to you. Hallelujah. Mother Pat, was it something else? Can you hear me? I saw that the
hand
was raised.
Yes, I can hear you, and I just wanted to add something. I'm an advocate. I'm an advocate on taking the communion. And I want to share with Elder Green, start taking that communion and discern the Lord's body according to Isaiah 53. And why I'm going to give you a little testimony why I'm an advocate of it. Not only because he spoke that into my spirit, and it was like a rhema word for me, but also when I started giving my son communion every day. And you all don't know him, but he was really nonverbal for a while. But he is talking very coherent. And mm-hmm. I'm going to make you laugh. This is the last little thing he did a few days ago. His sister, she cut his fingernails, toenails, and cut his hair. Well, mm-hmm. it was time for it to get done. And I say it's time for you to have a spa day. I say, when mm-hmm. you want to have it done? You want to get it done tomorrow? And he turned around and told us, no, ASAP. Now, I say, what? He wanted done now. So, you now. See, it may not seem to be a lot to some people, but from what mm-hmm. how he was, and yes. since he's been taking communion every day, we can All see right. a vast change in yes. his cognitive skills.
Yes,
and I know even for myself, taking communion mm-hmm. every day, some things that I go through, and so I know it's nobody but God's blood that I receive. When I receive, yes. it is literally receiving his body and his blood. He becoming Amen. More and more up in me, mm-hmm. in me. Mm-hmm. And that's what he mm-hmm. wanted to do, be in him, be in
yes.
him, and he's going to be in us. And when we
yes.
take that communion, we showing
yes.
that devil, you lying. My elder
mm-hmm.
brother beat you at the cross. And
yes.
he took the keys of the kingdom from you.
Right
and
now.
He gave
Amen.
That authority unto us. And
yes.
when we
yes.
realize the authority that God, that Jesus have given to us, that devil should be on the run. In fact, he shouldn't
yes.
even be around. Because
That's
as
right,
much
right.
as we say, yeah, oh, no, you can't trespass on this blood. You can't
That's
trespass
right.
on this body.
That's right.
My body
Amen.
Is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And
yes,
in
yes.
my body, you got to go. Yeah, you
yes.
gonna come. He tried to come and buff us and get our minds twisted, but we got the power. Sister,
yes,
you
yes.
got the power there. You
yes.
got the
Amen.
Blood of Jesus all in you, on you. I mean, the mm. blood of Jesus is on you, Elder Green. I'm telling you.
Amen.
I could just go on and on about the power of the blood. It is
mm-hmm.
so powerful, y'all, when we realize how powerful the blood of Jesus is, and when we worship him in receiving
mm-hmm.
the elements of the bread and the blood, it makes
mm-hmm.
it even more real
mm-hmm.
real to us. Okay, now.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Take that
Amen.
Communion. If Elder yeah. Green's still on that, take that communion. And you're going to
yes.
see a difference. You're going to
yes,
see a
yes.
difference.
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
Yes. Praise
Amen.
God. Thank you, Mother Pat, for sharing that. And that is so true because Mother Pat had shared that
mm-hmm.
with me. And as many of you may know and have heard my story, back in 2018, I was diagnosed with multiple myeloma. And with that, that's a blood type of blood cancer. But praise God also, too, we got a second opinion shortly after the diagnosis because that day the diagnosis came, the oncologist told me that, okay, you're going to have to start chemotherapy and you're going to have to start radiation next Tuesday,
okay,
the following week. But praise God, my husband and I, we say, you know, we hear what you said, but
Amen.
The power of prayer.
Yes,
and so we went to get a second opinion, and the second
mm-hmm.
opinion said, no, it is not full-blown myeloma. It's smoldering. But you had your blood work,
mm-hmm.
the categories of your blood, there were like 12 different categories that they tested,
mm-hmm.
and those 12 were just out of the normal range.
Yes.
Well, praise God. As we had came throughout since 2018 in the years, I've been working with the naturopath.
Mm-hmm.
But then Mother Pat also recently shared
yes,
with me
yes.
about taking the communion
yeah.
and reminded me. I knew, but she reminded me, praise
mm-hmm.
God, that the word of God says as often as
mm-hmm.
you do this,
yeah.
that it doesn't
yeah.
have to just be on the first Sunday of the month. No, it doesn't. That it doesn't
mm-hmm.
just have to be but as often as you do this, Jesus
yes,
said,
yes.
do it in remembrance of me. And so
mm-hmm.
I began to take
that communion every day. And as I took it, I said, Lord, you transform these elements of the bread and the grape juice of their natural purpose to their spiritual purpose of your body broken for me and your precious shed blood. And Lord, as I take these elements into my system, Father, as I drink of your blood, let it go into my bloodstream, Father. Oh, yes, the blood of Jesus Christ, let it go into my bloodstream, cleansing my blood of every sickness and every disease, arresting and destroying cancer cells in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
and
Lord,
as I partake of this bread, let it go into my body as the body of Jesus Christ broken for me to help to manifest healing throughout my body.
Yes.
Well, I guess you know. Hallelujah, praise God. I went back, and the last time that I went to see my oncologist, every category with the exception of one, every category with the exception of one had gone into normal range. And we're expecting that one, by the grace of God, to come into normal range. And so I'm telling you, we are living witnesses of what our God can do.
Amen.
Oh, yes, he can, and yes, he will.
Amen.
Won't he do it?
Yes, he will.
So we just thank God. So, yes, all of those that are listening, if you have some illness or sickness that you're battling or know someone that is, take the Holy Communion. Pray over it. Get elements. If you can't get the communion like they have at church, get you some crackers and grape juice. Pray over it. Sanctify it by the blood of Jesus Christ and pray over it and use. All you got to do is speak the word of God as you use it and believe.
Amen. My people perish because of lack of knowledge. God give me some knowledge, some wisdom in this. Amen.
Amen.
You
Amen.
Have perish. Praise
Amen.
God. God always provided
Amen.
For you already.
Oh, yes.
He always provided for us. All
yes. that. Yes, he has.
Amen. Praise God.
Well, praise the Lord. We give God all the praise, honor, and glory for this night and for this opportunity to share forth the goodness of God. We thank God for Mother Pat Gallo and thank God for Elder Maddie Green who came forth to share for the goodness of God. We will not leave this line without giving the opportunity for salvation in Jesus Christ. So if you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, this is the perfect opportunity. Hallelujah. We are extending to you an invitation to get to know him. This is the perfect opportunity to make the best decision and the most important decision and the greatest decision that you will ever make in your life. Romans 10:9-10 is just but one scripture that talks about and tells you exactly what you need to do. It says if you confess with your heart the Lord Jesus and believe with your upon the Lord that God has raised Jesus Christ from the dead, and you shall be saved. And it's just as simple as saying, Heavenly Father, I believe, Lord, the Lord your Jesus Christ is your only begotten Son. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my life, to take charge of my life for the rest of my life. I give my life to you for the rest of my life. And if you just pray but that simple prayer, it doesn't have to be anything elaborate. The word of God says it's a simple, so simple that even a child can understand. And you prayed that prayer with all sincerity of your heart. Then the Lord has saved you. Your name has been written into the Lamb's Book of Life. And we welcome you into the family of the living God, into the body of Christ this day. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The word of God says when there is but one that turns from a life of sin, then the heavenly angels rejoice. They throw a party on your behalf. So we give God all the praise. And if you made that decision that you have committed to serve the Lord Jesus Christ and you received him as Lord and Savior tonight because of this broadcast,
We would love to hear from you. Just reach out to us, either on our website at www.newseasonmen.org, or reach out to us via email, hallelujah, on that site. We'd love to hear from you, and we will respond back to you. Well, we give God all the praise as we get ready to close out this section of thanksgiving and testimony. Just remember, share the goodness of God with someone that needs to know that God, he's still in the saving business. He's still in the blessing business. He's still in the healing and the delivering business, praise God. And be a blessing, just as God has blessed you, be a blessing to someone else. We love you tonight. Go forth and have an awesome and blessed week in the Lord. And to God be all the glory. Have a blessed night, and thank you for tuning in. Love you. God bless.
Come on, everybody. Let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain. That's it. My God is awesome. Come on. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on. My God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word. Come on, everybody. My God. Come on, somebody lift your voice. You know he's been good to you. Testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on. My God.
My God.
Verse 2.
Awesome.
Savior of the whole world.
Savior of the whole.
Giver of salvation.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes.
By his stripes
I'm healed. Yeah. My God is awesome.
My God is
listen.
Awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
I am forgiven.
His grace is why
grace
I'm living.
Why I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, awesome.
Awesome.
The Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say, he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say,
he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and testify.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say,
awesome.
Lift those hands, singers, and let us give him the glory. Nobody greater.
your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Party greater.
Nobody.
Doing all that.